I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land.
Ambassador Andrew Young.
Well, good morning to the Tom Joyner Show.
When was your scariest time, sir?
My scariest time was in Chicago.
Not the Lorraine Motel in Memphis?
No, because we thought we were home free by that time.
Mm-hmm.
And Chicago. He was so happy, you know, when I saw him just before going up there to his room. I had been in court all day. Mm-hmm. And he hollered, "Where you been, boy? I've been looking for you all day long." And he grabbed a pillow and started beating me across the head with a pillow. And you know how they have these two beds in these old colored folks' hotels?
Mm-hmm.
They knocked me down between the two beds and piled the pillows up on top. You know, and because I had been in the courtroom all day long and hadn't called him. And he was laughing and joking and going on, and I hadn't seen him that happy in months. And, you know, in the next 10 minutes, when he went upstairs to get his coat, shot rang out. For those we lose before their time, I pray their souls will find a light. I know that the day will surely come.
What is it you miss most about him?
His humor. And that's why I like to listen to you all. The way you all talk trash with each other, that's the way Martin Luther King and the guys talked alone.
I wish you had not told us that, sir.
No, because I've always wondered about that, sir. But what did y'all laugh about? What was funny?
We laughed
about
everything. We laughed about preachers. We laughed about each other. And I always said that Martin, you know, the person who I knew who could best play the private Martin Luther King was Eddie Murphy. I mean, he was always impersonating somebody, some deacon or some preacher.
Really?
Remember, he grew up on Auburn Avenue. And in Auburn Avenue, the pimps, the prostitutes, the preachers, the bankers, the insurance men, the doctors, the lawyers, everything existed from Ebenezer Church down to the Butler Street YMCA.
Please tell me y'all didn't play the dozens.
He played the most eloquent dozens you ever heard. he could quote Shakespeare.
And you walk away, did he just say something about my mama?
And you wouldn't know, you know, you wouldn't know you were playing the dozens. He'd talk about it so eloquently. He was able to change the world. Really by the power of his mind and his soul and his spirit. And he gave his life for that. But he used to even joke about that.
He did?
He'd always say that I know that any day could be my last, and I'm ready for that. But you all don't know. And one of these days, somebody's going to be shooting at me, and one of you all going to think he's jumping in front of the camera, and you're going to jump in front of the bullet. And then he said, "But don't worry, I will preach the best eulogy that anybody ever heard." And then he'd go into his preaching mode, and he'd start preaching your funeral, cracking on you.